My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am still in Estonia in a town called Tartu. I was here for Startup Day. Very exciting. And I got to meet SprayPrinter.com here on a tour of Spark. It's just crazy the community that they have in Tartu. It's really vibrant with the technology and startup culture. And I can't wait for you to hear more about SprayPrinter. So go ahead and introduce yourself and your role in SprayPrinter.
Hello, I'm Sirla. I work at SprayPrinter as an inspirational officer. Actually, that's a title I just got before
I love
that.
I like
how it sounds. And in the startup world, you can make up your own titles, so I really like this. Before that, I was art director, creative director, and before that, I was the communication manager.
So, you're a lot of roles.
Yeah, my tasks keep changing because it's a startup and you have to do everything.
No, I mean, that is very normal for the startup culture. When did you first become in a relationship with technology?
Depends how you define the relationship. Because, for example, I have studied photography. It's also related to technology a lot.
Totally.
But when I joined SprayPrinter, then I think I understood what the technology world means, or how are things built.
So, and what does it mean to you?
For me, it's a totally different new world that now I can see really closely. For example, how the spray printer has been developed, and it consists of so many parts.
Tell us more about spray printer. We should probably got it into that right away. But I mean, it's fascinating. Tell me, what is spray printer? What does it do?
A spray printer prints images from your smartphone to walls or any other surface using spray paint. So the user only has to move its hand with the printer and it knows where to release the paint. So the image will just appear in the right place.
Like, it's super trippy, you guys. Like, if on a mobile app, you'll have the image, let's say a jalapeno or something, you'll have an image and that image intelligently tells the spray can when to paint. So then you just hold your hand across back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and the spray can will stop at the end of the image, so it doesn't, and it paints the accurate colors and everything. It's like a printer, a manual printer, I guess.
Yeah, I really like the fact that there's a hand movement also inside, so it's not fully automatic. You still put something from yourself inside the image.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And you guys were on, was it Kickstarter or Indiegogo?
Actually, both.
Oh, you were on both.
In January, we ended our Indiegogo campaign. Then out of the feedback we got from the first users, we did Spray Printer 2. And now we were on Kickstarter to prepare mass production of Spray Printer 2.
And you met your goals on both?
Yep.
And how much did you raise on each one?
On Indiegogo, it was 43. On Kickstarter, now it was 83.
What's 43 and 83?
$1,000. Okay. Sorry.
And what was your goal for each one?
Ooh, I know that we exceeded both by. Now Kickstarter was exceeded by 160%. So, and Indiegogo, I don't remember the exact number, but it was also exceeded.
I mean, it's quite dynamic. What would you say your strategy was with crowdfunding? What did you learn from it?
Ooh, a lot. We got to know our target customers or our clients.
But what, like in Raise It, I mean, it's really hard to have a successful Kickstarter or Indiegogo. Crowdfunding is just extraordinarily difficult. What were some of the strategies you guys put in place in order to be successful?
For the campaign itself?
Yeah.
Mostly we just collected email addresses of people who are interested in the product. And that we did half a year before the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the backers came from the email list.
And did you you just kind of found people that were interested, and then when the campaign launched, you're like, hey, everybody, we have the campaign now.
Yeah, and also we kept them updated all the time. So what we are doing and how the spray printer is evolving and so on.
So you focused a lot on building the relationships.
Yep.
Yeah. What would you say you've learned about achieving your dreams?
Ooh, achieving my dreams. Everything is possible. I don't know. I like all the most of the achievements have just become randomly my dreams, if it does make sense.
So you kind of like envision it and kind of put it out into the world, and then it comes to reality.
Yeah, it's just good things happen to you if you do what you want to do. I guess that's the thing I believe in.
100%. 100%. And what would you say, how do you overcome challenges?
Don't give up. I don't know. The whole Kickstarter period has been really tough for me. So now it's vacation for me and time to analyze the whole process. And it was difficult. It was like really intense.
Why was it tough?
Because there's never enough time to fulfill all your ideas.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the one thing about crowdfunding. People think it's this magical place. It's very easy. And then you could just have money. But one, it's very hard to raise money. And then it's really hard to deliver on it. And it's really hard to maintain. Like if you have, 100,000 different contributors, like being able to be personally responsible and responsive to all those people, it's all a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out the Women in Tech podcast. I appreciate it. And if you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. That will take you directly to the Facebook group. You could also tweet us at Women in Tech Show. I'll see you in the next one.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.